Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you mind if we have a little chat?
No.
Sriracha, it's a beautiful morning today, and it's your last morning at the race this year. Very special day.
Yeah, it's true. It's a very special day.
I mean, did you ever think that it was going to be possible with all that you went through that you'd actually make it to this point in the race?
I did not think so much. When it happened, it just happened, and this difficult to describe. I didn't count, and somehow I thought I have four days more, and if I do these 4 days, 60, I can do 60, then I can do it. But it was not realistic to do really 60 after this, but I had some over, and yeah, so I could do it. I couldn't do 60 one day.
So what you're saying is you've been doing like 58 miles, and that's enough to be able to kind of get in under the wire.
Sorry?
So you said it was unrealistic to do 60 miles a day.
It was. It's not realistic to do 60. But somehow, I don't know, I was so quiet and didn't worry about the miles and about all this. I don't know. I cannot describe.
You just let something happen in and through you to be able to accomplish it. I mean, you didn't think about it. You just went ahead and did it.
Yeah. It happened, and then after, yeah, I tried the first or the second day after this. In the evening, I went out late in the evening, and I tried, and then I tried the next day in the morning, and I was just, I have to try and to do, and you will see what happened, something, because, you know, everything is grace, so you don't have to depend entirely on the grace, and, yeah.
Was there any moment in time, particularly when it was hurting very bad and you had to take a car ride back to the camp, that you thought that that's it, the race is over, I can't even walk half a block, let alone finish 300 miles? I mean, did you think that?
Not really.
So even when you couldn't walk, period, you never gave up, you never thought it was over?
No, not really. But as I said, there was not much thinking. It was somehow, no, forget it, I cannot describe it.
Could you say that you were just in the zone? You didn't have to think about it. It was going to happen in its own way.
Yeah. You cannot think. You just have to wait and to look how everything discovers. And day after day, you have to look what you can do.
Don't be discouraged and never give up.
Yes.
Are you running almost at your fastest pace that you were doing before, though? I mean, you're just a little slower. This particular kind of walking that you're doing and running is just a little slower than when you're going very fast, is it not?
Yeah, I'm really surprised that I have this pace now. But today, I feel I have really to be careful. to take it easy. So today I want to take it easy. So that's my feeling for today. No pushing, looking at the time. Just take it easy.
What will you do tomorrow when you don't have to come here?
It will be very boring not to get up at 5 o'clock. Oh, I don't know how I can manage this, not to come here. No. I hope that I can have a nice sleep. And maybe later, after this long time, eating from a plate. This is also very nice, enough from these cups. I mean, the day is very short. In the evening, there's a function, and that's it. Then the first day, resting is over.
When do you go back to Vienna?
I'm going back on Monday, and
you'll be sitting at your desk in Vienna.
On Tuesday I arrive, and on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday I will work.